Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Nora about how to describe food that is no longer safe to eat. Dear teacher, would you please tell us the words we use to describe spoiled food? Now, I use only one or two words for all of food types, such as rotten or spoiled. However, in my native language, we use different words for different categories like spoiled vegetables, bread, beverages, and meat dishes. I wonder if it is the same in English too. Thank you for writing to us, Nora. I'm happy to answer this question. Let's begin with the two words you mention, rotten and spoiled. We can use both words to talk about food in general. So, we can say either of the following.
That food is rotten. That food is spoiled.
But for some foods, we use rotten much more than we use spoiled. For example, we can say rotten eggs, rotten tomatoes, rotten apples, rotten vegetables, rotten fruit, and so on. The most common usage of rotten is with eggs. We use spoiled mostly when talking about meat or milk. Another general term for spoiled food or drink is the expression gone bad. Now, let's look at some other terms we use with certain foods and drinks. Rancid describes foods that contain fats that have started to go bad. These typically include nuts, seeds, and oils. Fish, meat, and poultry can also become rancid. We use the word stale to describe bread that has become hard and difficult to eat. And wilted describes lettuce or other greens that are no longer fresh. Mold is a kind of very small fungus. It makes food go bad and can be found on fruit, bread, and cheese. The adjective we use for mold is moldy. We use the adjective sour, or the expression to go sour, to describe milk or cream that has started to spoil. Note that there is also a food called sour cream, which is safe to eat and quite tasty. As you can see, a meal with rancid, stale, sour, wilted, moldy, rotten, and spoiled food is one to avoid. For our readers and listeners, do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Andrew Smith.